Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another Diamond Moment. Diamonds are produced through time, heat, and pressure. And as we've been saying, and as you know, it's what you do with the raw elements of your life that determine their value. We have been looking at listening to the voice within, keying back into our intuition, that inner voice that is positioned there by Source, Creator, God, to lead us into our destiny and our place. You also know that in this life that we're living, we are becoming who we were meant to be. Becoming is a process, and that process has stages. I have been bringing to you again some areas to think about that may need to be challenged in limiting beliefs and ideas that you may have held. In the meditation portion of a Diamond Journey journal, in which I'm explaining, going over some of the concepts here, the meditation section is defined as the thoughts that you think determine the heights that you reach. The thoughts that you think determine the heights that you reach. And so we must overcome limiting thoughts and beliefs in order to do anything that we have been positioned on this planet at this time with the people that we are around and to affect the atmosphere of where we live right now. You know, I told you that I do truly believe in the truth of Scripture. I believe that, yes, there's parts of our canon of Scripture that have been specifically designed to control and to limit. But there are other areas and places where I do believe that the Spirit of the Creator, Source, the universe, has utilized human beings to place into a concise form, a way, the keys to life, the keys to achieving what you have been positioned here to do. One of the scriptures shows up in two places. It's basically the same scripture. One is in Joel, the other is in Acts, and it talks about the fact that God will pour out His Spirit on all people. And it's prefaced by saying in the last days. I want to give a little bit of my interpretation in terms of the last days. And that is sometimes the last days of your limitation, the last days of you wondering how you're going to make it through. Not necessarily the last days of the world itself, but the last days of the world as you knew it in its limiting form. And as Jesus walked on this planet, when he left, he said, I'm going to leave you another comforter. He's going to guide you. He's going to lead you. I'm going to send you the Spirit of Truth. And I believe that we're at a time that many of you have reached a place in your life where you cannot proceed any further like you were going. And because of that, that inner guidance, that Spirit of Truth will lead you. And it goes on to further say that your sons and daughters will prophesy. That means that they'll be speaking things that they are receiving from outside of the normal realm of their understanding, that they will be speaking forth truth that they are too young to know or possess. That's what prophecy is speaking forth truth that is forthcoming, that will be showing up. And usually it is done by vessels that are not considered maybe the source that you would have looked for. I know as my son was growing up, he would come in, he'd be out playing, and he'd come in. I may have been sitting and wondering how I was going to make it through a particular situation. And he just come in to get a drink of water. And before he left, he just, as they say, dropped a little nugget that lightened me, that brightened me, that brought forth an understanding that I needed to have for that time and that season in my life. And it was always truth. It always worked out in the just a little brief thing that he said, your sons and daughters will speak truth to you. And then it says your old men will see visions and your young men will dream dreams. And this is the part that I wanted to really focus on, that you need to realize that the height of your thoughts, the way that you think, will actually determine the heights that you reach. The way that you think will determine the heights that you reach. And so we have to realize that no matter what your age is, and there are a lot of people that say, you know what, Dr. Anita, I missed it. I missed the boat. It's not going to be sailing for me. I didn't get there. I lost out. But this particular word of truth says that old men and young men handle things differently. It says old men dream dreams. It's a more gentle way of being able to enter into that future that you have. It comes in a different way. As you get older, you should have wisdom, and that wisdom should allow you to do things differently than you did them as a young person. Young men see visions. They can see what is yet to come, what they want to do, how to do it, and they go about putting their hand to those things. So it doesn't mean that just because you are at an age that everybody's older today than they were yesterday. So it doesn't mean that just because you have attained some age that you no longer in a position to be able to accomplish your dreams. It just means that you do it in a different way. So the way that you think about it, the way that you view yourself, the way that you view whatever it is that you've been given to do has to be adjusted as you mature. You should see things differently. Otherwise, what has living taught you? Also, there's a way to move forward as a more mature person that sidesteps the pitfalls. You know, you can think about it in terms of maybe those that went to college as a young person and you were caught up in the games and the play and the parties and the social side of things and maybe left school. But if you went back as an adult, you were much more focused on the actual reason for going to school, which was the education, not the social atmosphere. It was learning what you needed to learn in order to move forward in your life, not necessarily looking for a husband or a boyfriend or girlfriend. So it's the fact that as you mature, you look at things differently. And it's a gentler and a quieter way that you do things and you move around in a dream state than you do in a vision state. So I wanted to just give you a little bit of something to think about in terms of listening to that voice within and encouraging you to utilize every tool that is available to you to determine what's going on inside of you. Use everything, because sometimes we have been so closed off and shut down that we're missing the very keys that we need to unlock the rest of the days of our lives. And we're stuck in a place that, due to familiarity, due to just plain old habit, that we complain about, but then we acquiesce to and we don't move forward. Use everything that you have available to you to determine what's going on inside of you. Sometimes you walk by a friend or a family member and they'll say, what's up? It's something, you just don't seem right. It's something that's not quite right about you. Your face doesn't look right. And you end up, you know, just kind of overlooking what they said and moving on. But maybe some of those are opportunities to take a deeper look inside and to determine what really is going on with you. I talked to you on the last episode about apps that are available that actually cause you to reflect How are you feeling right now? And how have you been feeling all day? Well, that's wonderful if you have been feeling great and things are going good and you're, you know, very pleasant is what mine gives, very pleasant. And it gives you these various categories of why are you feeling very pleasant? Is it your accomplishments, your goals, the tasks that you have? Was it your community, your family, your friends? And drilling down into the words that describe how you're feeling. If you've been on the side that maybe is not quite so pleasant, instead of being very pleasant, maybe it's just I'm okay. Or maybe it's just, I don't know, I'm not quite myself. You have the opportunity, once you realize that you're not quite yourself, to look deeper into it and to be able to sit with that for a moment to determine what's really going on with me. So I'm inviting you to definitely take the time to evaluate how you're feeling, particularly in light of what you're able to gather about your emotional state through some of the apps and some of the people that are around us. Allow these interactions to give an enlightenment that you need to return to that feeling, that thought, to evaluate and challenge that limiting idea, and then to add this to the knowledge of who you are and how you react in any particular situation. If you haven't done so, please take the time to order a Diamond Journey Journal. Becoming is a process has stages, by myself, Dr. Anita McLaughlin, on Amazon. What we're doing is we're taking a look at where you want to go in whatever area of life that you choose, whether it is social, financial, maybe it's physical, it could be emotional, or maybe spiritual. But to be able to utilize everything that is available to you in order to reach your goals. Sometimes we are not utilizing everything that there is. We got a lot of complaints, but we reject the help that might be exactly what we have been waiting for. So we're going to continue moving forward in this process of becoming. We're going to move forward in examining our beliefs, what we truly believe. And as I said today, I believe that it's not necessarily in the last days being the end of the earth, but possibly the last days that you spend in a limiting behavior, because that spirit of God, Source, the universe, is moving you forward. It's been positioned to give you an insight and an understanding into everything that pertains to you. As I said before, I believe that we are spiritual beings and everything about us is spiritual. Please visit my website at www.draninc.com. Join me on Fanbase and on Wisdom, and we're going to continue moving forward in becoming who we were meant to be. Don't let anyone fool you. You're not too old. You're not too young. You're just right.